Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition regarding Imam Baqir alayhi salam, narrated from his son Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. You know, today is the martyrdom of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer and extend our sincere condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and sad occasion. Let's look at how Imam Baqir alayhi salam's son, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, described his father. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: "My father was one who remembered God a lot. When I walked with him, he would be in constant remembrance of God." The actual words of the Imam are very beautiful here. He says, "Kana abi kathira dhikr," that my father was remembering God much. The Imam says, and elaborates on this in the following way, he says, "When I ate food with him, he would be in constant remembrance of God. He would be speaking to people, but that did not preoccupy him from remembering Allah." One might ask, how could somebody remember Allah when he's eating food or when he's talking to people? The Imam alayhi salam elaborates on this and says, I would notice his tongue stick to his palate, uttering, "There is no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah." Right? So he would, you know, constantly be reciting this zikr, this mantra, this remembrance of God, this formula, even while he was doing other things. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "He used to gather us and command us to remember Allah until the sun rose." And probably a reference to the fact that he would make us wake up in the morning early, and he would say, tell us to remember Allah, to, you know, to perform ibadat, worship of Allah, remember Allah until the sun rose. And he would command whoever could read from among us to read the Quran. Right? He would tell us to, you know, get the Quran and read the Quran and remember Allah in this way. Finally, the Imam alayhi salam says, "And whoever could not," meaning if there was somebody, one of the children who perhaps was young and couldn't read the Quran, hadn't learned to read the Quran yet, the Imam alayhi salam would tell them to remember Allah in another way, for example, to recite tasbih or recite, you know, some mantras, recite la ilaha illallah or some other way, but not to forget Allah and to spend this most beautiful time, which is the time before the sunrise, remember it in remembrance of Allah. This is how Imam Sadiq alayhi salam describes his father, Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics of Imam Baqir alayhi salam in the words of his son, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and how the Imam was in constant remembrance of Allah. Once again, we would like to extend our condolences to our listeners on the martyrdom of Imam Baqir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد.